for Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
They call us the world's largest beef breed.
That's Terry Cotton with the American Angus Association.
The main interest in the American Angus Association, our real true function is to maintain the purity of the breed. That's our number one goal, and that's how it was founded. But obviously it's grown to a greater degree. We register about 330,000 head a year. We have the Certified Angus Beef Program as well, which is the largest branded beef program in the United States. The thing that makes it so significant, it's the upper one-third of choice, also in prime, and it's a real high-quality meat. It's in the white tablecloth restaurants, but we go down and have it in hamburger as well.
He says genetics is the key.
You know, I think the thing that probably sets us apart is our database. The database, because all of the information that comes into the breed from the breeders, obviously being registering as many cattle as we do, also, you know, we are able to get the birth weight data, the weaning weight, the yearling weights, all the carcass data and so forth. Obviously, we know, and all cattlemen across the country know, that Angus do marble. They have the ability to in their genetics to marble. We also are able to, through our database and through the genetics, can get into higher levels. And, you know, we have cattle that go all over the world. A lot of our cattle have gone into Russia and other areas like that, and Australia and in the southern hemisphere as well. So you're pretty well worldwide.
He says it's all about maintaining the purity of the breed.
That means strictly where we go in and we can get the lineage of these cattle. You see some of that on television where people are doing that now. What kind of nationality am I? Well, we have herd books that go back for hundreds of years, and we keep track of all those, but they have to be, you know, they have to be sired by registered Angus bulls out of registered Angus cows, and it just keeps going like that. So it's a very simple process, but it's complicated when you get into all of the genetics, all of the data that comes in and so forth.
And that's Cattleman Terry Cotton with the American Angus Association and the regional manager for California, Arizona, Nevada, and Utah. And now with more cattle news on Ag Life, we focus on the cowboy state, Wyoming. Here's Patrick.
And Bill, on the Wyoming Beef Council website, they have wonderful videos of their ranch families.
98% of cattle are raised on family farms, and most of those are multi-generational.
That's Ann Whitman. She grew up on a cattle ranch. She has a degree in animal science from the University of Wyoming. She's been with the Wyoming Beef Council for 8 years. And the Wyoming Beef Council puts up some nice videos on their website about the life of cattlemen and women in their state. That's wybeef.com. Then hit the tab, Meet Our Ranchers. You get to know these ranching families in Wyoming. It's very transparent and very telling of exactly what they do on the ranch, you know, through all the hard winter and the good times. And of course, it answers a lot of questions. Ann Whitman.
Absolutely. And we also welcome questions through our website. So if someone has a concern or a question, they can always email us or email I pass it on to a rancher or answer it myself. And so the openness and transparency is very critical, and it's of high value for us.
And you've heard it before. Ann Whitman knows beef is what people consume during celebrations.
Steak is, and beef is, not only celebratory, but it's known for taste. When you're looking for something special, when you're looking for something with great taste, then it's beef has that taste advantage.
That's Ann Whitman with the Wyoming Beef Council. And don't forget, check out those wonderful videos at wybeef.com. That's wybeef.com.
For Ag Life,
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.